and running on this Friday morning. Hey there, Gordon Damer with you here on The Fan, your overnight oasis, taking you up until 5 a.m., at which time it is the warm-up show that comes your way. The number, of course, you know, 888-808-1019. And we got a lot to get into in the course of these next 3 hours. Some football stuff, the baseball we'll get to. But let's be honest, we got to open it up with the Knicks. I stepped off an airplane today, back from Florida, tanned and well-rested, as they used to say about Billy Martin, right before he was getting ready for a fresh stint as Yankee manager. And you come off the All-Star break, you're thinking to yourself, hey, not that there's many big regular season games in the NBA, but a fun, important game to get things started for the Knicks coming out of the All-Star break, facing off against the Pistons, facing off against them at Madison Square Garden. A Pistons team that, let's be honest, has absolutely trounced you in the first two matchups you've had during the regular season after you knocked them out of the playoffs last year. And you were thinking to yourself, well, you know, maybe it's time that the Knicks send a message. And look, I'm not going to tell you that anything that happens in the regular season is going to have any carryover come the playoffs. The playoffs are a different animal. They're the second season in the NBA. But how you could watch that Knicks performance, given with what you've had to watch so far this regular season in the two previous matchups against the Pistons, on your home court, and to watch the Pistons basically do it to you again. Now, it wasn't, what were the other ones, 30-point losses? This was only, what, 15? All right, you're cutting it down at least. But Cade Cunningham did absolutely anything that he wanted. And the Pistons took it to you again. Coming out of the All-Star break, you would think this was the time that the Knicks would be ready to roll. This would be a performance where, you know, they'd want to send a message back to the Pistons after the message they got sent to them earlier in this regular season. But it kind of dawned on me watching this game and watching this performance, which the defense was not great. The offense was lacking for the Knicks. The effort all around was lacking, and we'll get into some of the particulars of this game. But what really the takeaway for me is, and again, not that the regular season matters all that much, but the Pistons are having the type of season that the Knicks were supposed to be having. This was supposed to be the season the Knicks were supposed to be putting up. Top team in the Eastern Conference, best record in the NBA, 41-13. What do they got, a five-game, six-game lead for the top seed? Home court advantage throughout the Eastern Conference playoffs. That's the Pistons. The Pistons were the team that were missing two of their big guys and still went out there and handed the Knicks. The Pistons are the team that look like the team that came in hungry and wanting to send a message. Not the Knicks. The Knicks look like they just got off the beach, like I did, and didn't have a whole lot of effort or energy or focus. And to get handed it to you again. And I know what Knicks fans will tell me at 888-808-1019. You know, it's the regular season. This same thing happened last year in the regular season. We couldn't beat any of the good teams in the regular season last year. And we got to the playoffs and we flipped the switch and it was completely different. And maybe that will be the case again this year. But just because it happened before doesn't mean it will happen every single time. It is still the exception to the rule. And it's not the way you want to go about your business when this was kind of an important, you know, that there's that many important regular season games. This was an important regular season game to see where you're at. And I think you would be lying to yourself right now if you're a Knick fan. And we all know, I mean, it almost doesn't need to be said, but I'll just say it just for the point of saying it. The goal of the season has to be to reach the NBA Finals this year. Anything less is a failure. And to see a Pistons team that is doing what they have done this season, and they've stolen what your season was supposed to be. This was what you were supposed to be. This was supposed to be a regular season where it was easy breezy. We're just waiting around for the playoffs to start because we're the team to beat. We're the best team in the Eastern Conference. And that certainly has not been the case. And you could also make the point that the longer the season has gone on, you know, bringing in a new coach and trying to go about things in a different way, especially on the offensive side, you could understand if there was a transition period, right? For the guys who are here already, you're bringing in a new coach, a new style, a new voice, all this type of stuff. Yeah, first, I don't know, 20 games, 30 games, it's going to take a little while for you to kind of find a rhythm and for things to start to lock in, especially, again, regular season, not that important, especially for a team like the Knicks, where everything is going to be judged on the postseason. But it feels like the longer the regular season is like, what are we now, 56 games into the season? And it feels like they're kind of moving. They're certainly not figuring things out. Let's put it that way. And a couple of things. Cade Cunningham did whatever he wanted, whenever he wanted, against whoever the Knicks threw at him. They tried putting OG on him. Bridges was on him for a little while. Sohan was on him for a little while. And he just did whatever he wanted. 42 points. What did he finish with? 13 assists. Just completely controlled the game for the Pistons. But then you have the part about some of the individual players. And I guess we have to start with Karl-Anthony Towns. Because even on a night where it seemed like, you know what? Maybe he's starting to put some things together. Didn't do a whole lot in the first half. Comes out in the third quarter and is finally aggressive. It was clear that the Knicks in the locker room decided, hey, you know what? We got to get Karl-Anthony Towns involved here. And he's got to be aggressive, demanding the ball and making play. And he did for a little while. And then for some reason, I don't know, maybe he was starting to feel himself a little bit. He tried to play like almost like he was Magic Johnson with an alley-oop to OG, and it completely fell apart. And then after that part, it's like he kind of went back to doing nothing again. And look, the trade deadline has passed. So I know Knicks fans are down on Karl-Anthony Towns, and rightfully so. It's been a very frustrating season, a very uneven season. And it just feels like this is not going to work. It doesn't feel like it's moving in the direction of working, right? But if you have any hopes of the Knicks actually reaching their goal this year, they are going to have to get more out of Karl-Anthony Towns. So for Mike Brown, for Jalen Brunson, and for Karl-Anthony Towns, it's like, guys, let's start to figure it out. What is going on here? Because coaching is supposed to be getting the most out of the talent that you have at your disposal. And the Knicks have a lot of talent at their disposal, but it doesn't feel like they're getting the most out of that talent on most nights. Karl-Anthony Towns is a prime example of that. This year for Karl-Anthony Towns has been significantly worse than last year. And I think that it really does come down to a lot of it, that Karl-Anthony Towns has not reacted well to the situation that he finds himself in with the team. Like the fact that fans are down on him, all the reputation of Karl-Anthony Towns has been that he is a soft player, and it certainly seems like the reaction of fans and the boo birds that have come out at times for him this year have impacted him in a negative way. He's not the type of guy that uses that as fuel to become better. That has not been the case. But then a couple other guys who are making a ton of money on this Knicks team, and sometimes, you know, they're there and they're making plays, and then other times you start to wonder, what exactly are we getting out of? Mikal Bridges, 8 points. 25 minutes, 8 points on 4 of 9 shooting. Didn't do a whole lot else. Had a couple of rebounds. That was about it. And I know OG Anunoby is coming off the toe injury and just thinking about losing your toenail. Ugh, gross. So I'll give him a little bit of a pass to a certain extent. And he was trying to get a rhythm going and didn't get it going. 1 of 8 from 3, 3 of 13 from the floor. Was just getting absolutely eaten alive by Cade Cunningham throughout the game. But just what an ugly performance by the Knicks, and one that you would think that, like, it would be one thing to lose, but to come out and be as flat as they were, and especially as the game wore on, the Pistons just took control, and they were the better team. So if you're a Knicks fan looking ahead to the playoffs with the goal that we all know, got to get to the Eastern Conference Finals this year. And let's just separate it as well. At no point should anybody have been thinking the Knicks were going to win an NBA championship this year. The realistic goal is to make the finals this year. The East is not as deep as the West. The Knicks are not good enough to be going into an NBA Finals expecting to beat any of the teams that come out of the West, whatever team that is. But at least to get to the finals this year, and to now see this Pistons team just completely dominate, you'd be lying to yourself if you didn't think, you know what? That team can be a major problem for us come postseason time. 888-808-1019 is the telephone number. 888-808-1019. Let's get some phone calls in here. We'll start things off with Bobby's in. Mikey's in Babylon. Mikey, first up. Yeah, I got you. What you got, Mike?
Mikey.
Yeah. What? Are you not Mikey?
I'm not on the phone. Hey, what's going on?
I'm good, Mikey. What's going on, pal?
Hey, so this is Mikey from Babylon.
Yes, that's what I said. Is that not what I said?
No, I'm sorry. I'm like a little, I can't really hear my hearing aids on in.
All right. There you go.
I want to talk about the Knicks right now.
Yeah, give it to me.
So, with the All-Star break, how do you think this all plays out? All teams always do good before the All-Star break, and then after the All-Star break, then it's like, do you think teams get a little comfortable? Do you think teams get a little overrated?
Well, I mean, look, certainly the Knicks... I think that the credit has to go to the Pistons for the way that they came out of the break. And you'd like to think that that was the way that the Knicks would approach things. But it didn't seem like that they had that necessary focus, that necessary fire. And you keep kind of waiting for it to kind of click in. And it did seem like it was starting to click in a little bit before the All-Star break. They went 10 of 12 or 8 of 10 or whatever it was. But to come out in a fairly significant game against a team that is your competition in the Eastern Conference. You know, the conference is not all that great. You know, Celtics are still, you know, dealing with the fact that Tatum's injury, and it's kind of hard to believe in the Sixers or the Cavaliers. You know, the Pistons are the one team that could really worry the Knicks going into the postseason of reaching the goal this year of an NBA Finals appearance for the first time in forever. And to see that the way they came out and just got dominated, especially in the second half, and the fact that Cade Cunningham was able to do whatever he wanted against each of the guy, you know, like the Knicks are supposed to have these defensive wings that you can put them on anybody and they're going to shut them down. Now, OG is coming off an injury, so I guess you give him a little bit of a pass there. But Mikal Bridges didn't do a whole lot, and they were not able to slow down Cade Cunningham at all. So a very disappointing performance, not just from the final score point of view, the fact that you lost again to the Pistons, but the way you lost. Another 15-point loss against the team that the message has already been sent. Like, this was the time to respond to those two earlier ones. And you can point, you know, and I know Knicks fans did. Was it the last time they played where the Knicks were kind of banged up? I don't think they had OG or Cat in the last matchup, and they got absolutely hammered. So Knicks fans were quick to point out, well, you know, we didn't have two of our best players. Pistons didn't have their two top centers, and they still were able to completely dominate the Knicks tonight. So, not a great performance coming out of an All-Star break where in a season where it's crystal clear, more so than any team in this town. Like, for all the talk we have about the Yankees, oh, they got to make the World Series. If the Yankees don't make the World Series, nobody's going to be shocked. If the Knicks don't make the NBA Finals this year, it will be a failure. We're all on the same page. It's very rare you get every sports fan on the same page on any team. The Knicks are that team. When you go last year and make the conference finals for the first time in forever and then fire the coach, from that point forward, we all agreed, all on the same page, you got to make the finals next year. And now next year is this year. And it doesn't feel like things are trending in the right direction for the New York Knicks. 888-808-1019, Bobby's in Belmore. Bobby, next up on the Fan.
Before I get to tonight, last year in the playoffs, Hardaway was fouled in that playoff game, and that series would have won seven games.
Yeah.
Cunningham didn't even shoot that well in that series. So let's fast forward to this year. Someone just mentioned Towns and Allen Mobley being out. Well, Durant hasn't even played any of the three right. games. And, this guy Cunningham, he looks like Magic Johnson out there tonight in game 60-80 finals. I mean, 42-13, he's got the size of Magic Johnson, and he should get the MVP of the league as of now. He is to be the MVP. And, the Knicks, this Towns, for him to get 2 points in the first half, knowing that they have a third string center out there.
It's amazing.
Reed had 18-7 tonight. And, where was Towns the first half? I mean, you think we go down to him down low? I think blame it on the coaches also, as well as Rich, Towns, demanding a ball. But that was ridiculous. And a couple other things. If they finish in the fourth seed, which is kind of possible, I don't think it will happen. They got to face the team in the second round, and you don't want that. And for Mike Breen and the analysis say tonight after the first half that they played well defensively, giving up 58 points. I don't know. I know that Nick Holm is, but I don't know what game they were watching. I mean, defensively, they were just dunking left and right. Their defense is horrible. I mean, they have so many dunks last night. Mm-hmm. And as far as, Towns is concerned, I mean, this guy, I mean, you have, like you noticed, their two best players, Brunson and Towns, are their two of the worst defensive players at their position. I know they went far last year in the playoffs, but to get over the hump, everyone plays defense in the playoffs, and the Knicks defense, I mean, it just looks like non-existent tonight. So, I understand, that they're coming the first game off the break, but that's no excuse. I mean, as far as, Nobley and Bridger, you can say Nobley's toe, but Detroit didn't play. They didn't have their two best
yeah.
centers.
Yeah. Well, I was going to give Anunoby a little bit of a break in terms of, I think that he would be able to guard maybe Cunningham a little bit better if he were 100%, which he's not.
Was big. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they have the third street center have 18-7 up with Towns.
Right.
I mean, what does that say?
They had a big block on Towns too.
Yeah, and that was a huge block. And I don't understand. Why is Towns always complaining after every call? He doesn't get back on defense. I mean, he's not even a good defensive player to begin with. And, the Knicks, they're not going to get number one seed. That's over with now. They're, seven behind? They're, actually eight behind because mm-hmm. they don't have the tiebreaker.
They're
like 27 to play. So they got to finish in the top two or three, even three, the three seed. I don't care. I'm not worried about not getting the home court in the second round because, they could be Philly or Cleveland or Boston or Cleveland or Boston on the run. I'm not worried about that, even if Kane comes back. But you don't want to finish in the fourth seed because then you're going to match up with the Pistons in that second round. And, after what happened last year in the playoffs, I don't think the Knicks are going to get more in that second round. Maybe the third round. Maybe Detroit will get knocked off. You never know. If they play Cleveland or maybe Boston, they could get – you don't want to face them in the conference final. I know what happened with Boston and Cleveland last year. They had the best records, and they both got knocked off in the second round. But, I don't think – this team is hungry. I mean, because it's a young team. They lost in the playoffs last year. It's not like Boston coming off a championship. You know, they're going to be hungry. And I don't think that, you know, that's a team you don't want to face in the second round, like unlike the Celtics last year. I just think the Celtics were overconfident last year, destroying the Knicks and being an NBA champion. This Detroit team, they know they lost to the Knicks. They don't care about the regular season. They know they lost to the Knicks last year in the playoffs, and they're gonna be hungry. And I don't think that's going to be the same situation next year like last year.
Well, look, I mean, again, Bobby, and thanks for the phone call. I'm not one to get carried away and say the fact that the Knicks lost in the regular, they can't win now in the playoffs as a result. But I'm judging it in real time, right? Like, what? It's not like the Knicks have lost three games to the Pistons by 2, 5, and 4. I mean, they've gotten their heads handed to them. And while tonight's was closer, it wasn't close. It was still a 15-point loss that, you know, a good stretch of the fourth quarter, the Knicks were down double digits the entire time. And in terms of the standings, the Pistons now have a 5.5 game lead on the Celtics for the top spot. So the Pistons are going to be almost certainly the number one seed, barring an epic collapse. And the Knicks are kind of in that next stretch. Now, I do think that the rest of the Eastern Conference, there's not really a team that worries me in the rest of the Eastern Conference all that much, but the Pistons do. And if you're sitting there, as you mentioned, as the four seed, there's a very good chance you're going to face the Pistons at some point. And nothing that you've seen so far in the regular season this year would make you think that the Knicks are up to the challenge. They've now had three cracks against the Pistons, and they've gotten their heads handed to them each of the three times.